gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the crime capital of the world and also the headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. I was down at the American Free Press office today. This is the day the paper goes to press. I stopped in there for a minute or two. And lots of interesting articles coming up in this issue of the paper. Christopher Berlin, who is always on top of the 911 issue, has some interesting commentary there. And I, speaking of 911, I visited today with Jeff Smith, who's been a longtime friend and supporter of American Free Press, and before that, the Spotlight, and provides us a lot of good on-the-ground intelligence about a lot of things in a lot of places. And one of the things he's very tuned into is what's happening in Manhattan. There are thousands, if not tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people who are suffering severe physical consequences as a consequence of 911. Very scary, folks. And I'm suffering a little bit of a consequence right now, folks. I'm going to have to get myself a drink of water. Bear with me. Thank God my kitchen sink with my handy what do you call it, folks? The thing that cleans the filter. My handy filter. Filter, folks, yeah. Handy filter is there. And that's something else, folks, you know. This is the problem, what happened with 911. The air was not filtered when all that garbage came down from there. And there are hundreds of thousands of people who are suffering. Their air was not filtered. They were down there working for days and days. And I'm not just talking about the people who were on the ground at 911, at ground zero. We're talking people in lower Manhattan. And the government is trying to keep all this illness a secret. There are going to be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people getting cancer. And the government's not doing anything about it. Well, American Free Press is going to be looking into the issue. You can rest assured of that. Needless to say, a lot of good information in this issue of American Free Press. I always say it's kind of like a weekly published print edition of all the good stuff you get right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And some of the good stuff you got was an interview we had here last evening with Barbara Samuelson, who is actually an RBN staffer and the producer of this program, the nice lady who connects you to me when you call in. Well, she was a candidate in Texas, and I got her on here last night to talk to you about the nuts and bolts, the mechanics of actually getting on the ballot as a candidate. So many people in the Patriot movement don't know about this subject matter. It's kind of an esoteric thing to a lot of people. They're just accustomed to voting for candidates. But Barbara came on last evening, and I think I learned a little bit, and I certainly hope the listeners did too. And if you have any further follow-up calls or questions on that topic, you feel free to call in tonight, and if we can do it mechanically, we'll have Barbara jump in and answer any of your questions on the air. So feel free to do it. The call-in number here, of course, is 800-313-9443. Incidentally, as I was speaking earlier about trying to recall what the filter is on my kitchen sink, folks, you know, this I have a filter there for a very specific reason. It's because of all the toxins and the poison in our system. And we'll come back to that in a minute. There's more to it. Folks, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, drinking nice filtered water and getting those toxins out of my system. That's what we need to do to the political system in America today.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. I am alive, and I am live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am fighting a pretty rough voice here this evening, so you'll have to bear with me. I, you know, talked about this concept of toxins in our system, and I'm talking about our political system, but you know, there's so many toxins in our world, you know, coming from industry, coming from, God knows, the depleted uranium that's infecting all these people in Iraq, and including our own American men and women in uniform who are coming back and passing on the problems to their families, you know. And, of course, as I got on this topic originally because I was talking about my conversation with American Free Press correspondent Jeff Smith today when he was visiting the American Free Press office, came down from New York, and, you know, Jeff was affected so strongly by all the toxins in the air in lower Manhattan that he was at one point taking 14 different medicines to counteract the problems that he was facing. And bear in mind that Mr. Smith early on began wearing a mask when he'd be working in lower Manhattan. Now, what's interesting about this, folks, is, you know, he has decided that there's other ways to combat these toxins in his system, and he has turned to alternative medicines, to naturopathic remedies. Of course, a lot of people, even some people in the Patriot movement, call this quackery, but Mr. Smith isn't taking all those medications anymore. He's relying on natural ways of healing. And, you know, I always hear herbalhealer.com advertising here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, you know, I just always want to say this, folks. Don't write off natural healing and herbal health. So check out herbalhealer.com. You know, support the advertisers on the Republic Broadcasting Network because, you know, they do provide you valuable information that may not only enrich your pocketbook and enrich your mind, but save your life. I'm a strong believer in alternative health, folks. In fact, this past week, and I'm going to talk about it. I know a lot of people are not interested in the subject, but I am because, as I say, it's probably saved my life on a number of occasions, and I know it's made my life easier, and I don't want anybody to ever disregard it. In fact, some friends of mine took me to brunch this weekend here in the Washington area. You know why? I got a free brunch out of it because I recommended garlic. A friend of mine had this horrendous growth on his head. Forgive me, folks. I don't want to get too gross here. But this friend of mine had this horrendous growth on his forehead. And a doctor was willing to cut it off for several thousand dollars. And I said to my friend, just put garlic on it for a couple days. And, you know, he put garlic on it for a couple days. And although it had been there for weeks and was getting progressively uglier and was just the kind of thing you really wouldn't want to look at, folks, guess what? It went away after about 3 or 4 days of regular application of garlic oil. Little $10 bottle of garlic oil rather than $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 worth of surgery. Paid for, of course, through insurance. Yep, folks, yeah, this alternative stuff is very, very important. And, you know, getting toxins, you know, God knows, I mean I'm a cigar smoker and I drink liquor and put those terrible toxins in my body, but you know, there are all these wonderful ways to get rid of toxins, and it's just so important to never ever dismiss alternative health, folks. I've learned a lot in my life about alternative health, thank God, and as I say, it's helped me and it's helped some friends of mine. But we'll move on to a topic that I think is probably of a little bit more interest to most of our listeners, and certainly a toxic topic. And that's that ever interesting subject of what's going on in the realm of freedom of speech and the way certain things are not allowed to be said in this country. Well, you know, folks, the other night we had a guest on here, Democratic candidate for Attorney General of Alabama, running for the Democratic primary, Larry Darby. Now, Mr. Darby is an atheist activist. I know a lot of people don't like that, but, I mean, the fact is Mr. Darby is an atheist. And he's also a very big hardline critic of illegal immigration. Certain people don't like that. Other people think it's tremendous and support a candidate like him. But guess what? Mr. Darby has been, quote-unquote, exposed as a Holocaust denier. Now, we heard about that. We discussed that with Mr. Darby on the program the other evening. And now we find out, according to this week's issue of the Jewish Forward, the Forward, which is published out of New York City, perhaps the most influential Jewish paper in America, says that the Jim Spearman, the executive director of the Alabama State Democratic Party, says that the party is currently determining whether it can keep Darby out of the primary based on a provision in its bylaws stating that conduct deemed, quote-unquote, incompatible with a declaration of candidacy could be grounds for disqualification. So Mr. Darby got on the ballot. We talked last night about the process of getting on the ballot in Texas in our discussion with Barbara Samuelson. But here in Alabama, Mr. Darby got on the ballot, was accepted as a candidate. Some people may not have been supporting him, but they said, okay, he's a candidate, he's allowed on the ballot. Well, now that he has been accused of quote unquote, denying the Holocaust, they are going to work to strike him from the ballot. Now, they may not succeed, folks. This is not a fait accompli, but the fact remains that they are. This, it is now being suggested that if you, quote unquote, deny the Holocaust, you may not even be on the ballot to go before the voters. This could be one hell of a precedent, folks. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And frightening. Talk about toxins in our system. I'll tell you one toxin we had in our system here in America. That was Jonathan Pollard, this guy who spied for Israel and now serving a life sentence. Well, you know, it's very, very interesting. You know, Pollard, supporters of Pollard, particularly these neoconservative armchair war hawks, these lovers of Israel that dominate the Bush administration, they've been big supporters of Pollard, and they say he was a good man, and he was working for America's dearest ally and America's dearest little friend, the only little democracy in the Middle East. What's very interesting, I found out today, now we've known that Rafi Eitan, they called him Dirty Rafi in Israel, he was the guy who basically was Jonathan Pollard's handler in Israel. In other words, he was the Israeli official who was responsible for running Israel's contact with Jonathan Pollard. Well, guess what? This is very interesting. You know where this right-wing Israeli, this hardliner, Dirty Rafi Eitan, he's a millionaire. Guess where he has extensive business links, ladies and gentlemen? You old-fashioned anti-communists are going to love this. Cuba, the right-wing Rafi Eitan of Israel, has extensive business links in Israel, or in Cuba. Extensive business links in Cuba. It's made him a multimillionaire. Now, all these neoconservatives and all these, well, dare I say it, these John Birch types that have always been cracking on and on about how wonderful Israel is and Israel's anti-communists and the right-wingers in Israel are wonderful conservatives and blah, 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 blah. We've heard it on and on. Well, here's one of these wonderful conservatives from Israel, Rafi Eitan, and he's got extensive business links in Cuba. Folks, I think that's just absolutely hilarious and absolutely interesting. You know, Jesse Helms used to say how bad Red China was and how wonderful Israel was, but you know, Jesse Helms would never criticize Israel for supplying Red China its military might. There's a certain amount of hypocrisy there that just leaves me reeling. And here's Tony Kushner. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, and you know, he's the author of the screenplay of Steven Spielberg's film Munich. Well, listen to this, folks. This is very, very interesting. Tony Kushner, who is Jewish, says that the founding of the State of Israel was a mistake. He's accused Israel of carrying out ethnic cleansing of Palestinians, and he told reporters, quote unquote, it would have been better if Israel never happened. God bless Tony Kushner. Well, for making those kind of remarks, there's a lot of people who are trying to get Kushner prevented from receiving an honorary doctorate at Brandeis University. Now, this is interesting. Now, Kushner says, I'm a proud Jew, a Jewish American man, and my opinions about Israel are characterized by a serious ambivalence. But ambivalence, doubt, confession of uncertainty, confusion even, are all things that thoughtful people experience when confronting terribly tangled political situations. Now, isn't that interesting, folks? Here's a man who describes himself as a proud Jew, a Jewish-American man, and he's being criticized for being a critic of Israel. Absolutely amazing. Where is freedom of speech in this toxic system of ours? Well, we've got some callers lined up, including one who I know you are really going to enjoy hearing. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I think I'm going to be able to come back. My voice seems to be on a roll here. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is your anti-toxic radio broadcaster coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on RBNLive.com. And it's 5.050 on shortwave and also on 6.890 on the single sideband. We have some callers, folks. They're fighting the toxins in our system. Let's go to Country Boy from Indiana. Country Boy, are you there? If you're there, I can't hear you. Can you hear me? We're going to try Country Boy once more, see what's going on. Can you hear us, Country Boy? Okay. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, not Country Boy, but the Master Prophet, Jim Floyd, from the state of Alabama, where it all begins.
This is Country Boy. You got
me? Oh, we got, well, hey, guess what? We got Country Boy here.
Hey, I got two topics. I want to back you up on that natural diet stuff.
All right, go ahead.
I had acid reflux disease, and I went to a regular doctor, and I said, hey, I'm on this prescription medication. It's not getting any better. And I said, what are you going to do for me if it gets worse? He says, increase the prescription. So I knew at that time that they were dealing with a symptom and not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a natural doctor. He examined me. No x-rays, no nothing. He put his hands on my body. And he told me I had a blockage in my transverse colon. He told me to go on a natural diet, okay, fruits and vegetables, and drink freshly extracted carrot juice with apples. In a month, I lost 20 pounds, and I also, to this day, am not taking any type of prescription medication. I do not have acid reflux disease anymore.
All right, good for you.
And you want to talk about getting people thinking about the government, you just educate them to start reading food labels and look at what those food additives are and how many people are sick in our country of cancer, diabetes. You know, it's almost normal and natural by the time you get 50 or 60 years old to have these diseases. And the reason is because of the toxins in the food that we take for granted and eat it from the time we're a child.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, I wanted to suggest a rule. If you or a caller refer to a media figure, you need to name them, okay? So, in other words, you talk about, somebody's talking about another talk show program host, we're going to take the guesswork out of who you guys are referring to. Let me give you an example, okay? I tuned into Greg Szymanski, okay? Now, he's a lawyer, a journalist, and he claims to be a patriot. And he had this, he was interviewing someone about a religious group that's out on the border of Texas. And when he started, okay, they're offshoot of the Mormons or they were excommunicated. And he called the temple that they were building out in the Texas scrub. They should be thankful that anybody moved there and built anything. He called it a compound. This is Szymanski, called it a compound four times. He referred to them as fundamentalists and a sect. So here we're dealing with semantics and loaded words. And then, you know, I bring this up on your program because, number one, I listened to you. You were a guest on his program. And you guys set me on to Whiskey India, NovemberGolfTangoVictor.com, WingTV.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found out a little bit. There was a little bit about Mr. Szymanski. So I was pretty appalled at the way that he was going about this, so I went on the internet, his internet site, and I read the article, because I said maybe when he was speaking, you know, it'd be different than when he was writing, and the article is another Waco brewing in sleepy Texas town of El Dorado, and it states there, referring to the 1993 standoff between federal agents and Branch Davidian's cult members that ended in a firefight. Now, for Mr. Szymanski, let me inform him, it wasn't a firefight. It ended in a Holocaust.
I'm afraid you're right. You're making a point, country boy. I'll tell you what, you're making a point that my longtime colleague and friend Tony Blizzard always said that, you know, the way we use words, you know, we sometimes fall into the trap of echoing what the establishment media says, like calling the Branch Davidians a cult. Or like you say, this firefight, there was no firefight there.
And you know, if you take a look at the building that they have, it's probably it's five stories tall, okay? It's a temple, but it's probably the highest building in the whole county there. But it's not a compound. There's
mm-hmm.
See, the problem is, you know, you can go to Texas, most places, they got barbed wire because it's a ranch. See, that's a fortification. See, that's a compound. But even in the photograph, it didn't look like that was it. And once again, see, anytime you get a non-Catholic group that wants to be separatist, they just want to be out alone by themselves. You know, I'm surprised that, once again, if people call themselves a patriot, that they would so quickly fall into the traps of using the same words and going even before the story's out. He referred to the lawyer of the group. Mr. Szymanski referred to the lawyer of the group as a paid mouthpiece, but yet the guy that he was interviewing, who was a local editor of a paper there, he, you know, what was he? He's a paid mouthpiece too. And also, finally, most people, when you deal with the government, you don't want to talk, or the media, you don't want to talk to them because the way they twist it.
Country boy, hang on for the break. I'd like to make a comment or two when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a caller here, Country Boy from Indiana. He was a little bit concerned with some of the terminology used by Greg Szymanski, who's the host of a program here on RBN. Actually, I was a guest on Greg's show the other day. You know, the thing is, Country Boy, you really need to take that up with Greg. I think he'd appreciate your input because, I mean, you know, you can call and talk to me about it, but, you know, I understand what you're saying. You know, your point is well taken, and I find myself sometimes falling into this trap that's laid by the media where you tend to use words that you shouldn't use. And, in fact, I think it may have been you who pointed out, you called in, I was referring to American kids in Iraq, and I think it was you who called in and pointed out that I shouldn't refer to them as kids.
Yes, I'll admit
Yeah, okay, to that. Well, so, yeah, no, okay, so you're obviously, you're very alert, you know, I'll tell you, you have some insights there that a lot of people don't pick up on in terms of how the media does impose its standards on us, and then we sometimes, you know, the big media, then we sometimes tend to fall into the trap, but
well, you know, Szymanski seems to be very pro-Roman Catholic. It was not only his phraseology, but the questions that he didn't ask. For example, Louis Freeh, who was the head of the FBI, ahead of the people that ran that is a Roman Catholic and a member of Opus Dei. And the end result is that they end up burning non-Catholics. You know, you don't even want to call them Protestants. And then also after reading the stuff on WingTV.com, I said, you know, there's probably no reason to call him because he knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, I think you need to talk to Greg directly. I think that
okay.
Because I'm sure he'd appreciate your input, as I certainly do too. So
I do want to ask a question.
Yeah, go
to
ahead.
The Master Prophet, with your okay.
Yeah.
Master Prophet, I want to know why you are going to attempt to enclave because of the forecast of what Mr. Chittum wrote in his book, Civil War II, that he said that enclaving wasn't that good of an idea, and I'd be interested to get your input on that.
All right. Well, I hope the Master Prophet heard that, because he's getting ready to come aboard with us. So, Country Boy, I'll bid you farewell, and we'll let the Master Prophet himself say what he has to say. Let's bring up Jim Floyd from Alabama, where it all begins.
How dare you question somebody God talks to, brother? God talks to me and Pat Robertson. The only trouble is he tells Pat one thing and tells me something altogether different.
Well, I think he's just trying to mislead Pat Robertson.
You want to know why partition is a good idea?
Well, what do you think?
I think it's the only thing left.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, more and more people are starting to say that.
Unless you want people like me to bloody this damn place from coast to coast. Are you listening to me, brother? The 100 of our major cities are occupied by people of color. Birmingham is a senseless killing neighborhood. It should be walled off immediately with whites-only roads. If it's good for Israel, Condi Rice, why won't it work in Alabama? Can I have a two-state solution, little darling?
You know, Jim,
And Condi, the next time you wear those expensive boots, please hold up a sales receipt. Will you just set my mind at ease?
You know, Jim, it's funny. In Israel right now, there's a big conflict over immigration.
How dare they?
Isn't that funny?
Hey, listen, let me say a few things. First of all, George Bush hates white people. Are you ain't hearing what I'm saying.
I heard what you said. I'm waiting. I want to hear your explanation for that.
Well, that's what the man said. The black man said George Bush hates blacks. I'm saying George Bush hates whites.
Well,
you
certainly
criticizing Fox. Venice Fox is a good president for Mexico. Our problem is not Fox. Our damn problem is we don't have a president. And you sit up there and act real cockalorum about being smarter than Bush. We can't afford that, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
But you know, the problem is, he is the president.
Huh?
He is the president, though. Isn't that amazing?
I'll tell you one thing, he ain't. He ain't ready for prime time. Did you hear that foolishness the other day?
No, I can't bear it. I can't bear to listen to him speak, so I didn't watch it.
Let me just take one point out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He said that we're gonna give. He calls them guests. I have never had a guest that broke into this damn house. You know, most of them call ahead, Mike.
Unless it's even the FBI called you ahead of time.
Oh, the FBI tells me they're gonna come kick your door down. Even the FBI, as sorry trashy as they are. but look, he says we're going to do all, and then if they don't comply, we're going to send them back. And just moments before he said that, he had already attempted to convince people that sending them back was not an option.
That's called double talk, I think.
Nobody is talking about deportation, he says. Well, I've been pushing for deportation for 20 solid years. As a matter of fact, one of my efforts in an operation called Southpaw several years ago, netted 4,500 of them in this area and transported them back.
What is wrong with that? Jim, tell us a little bit about that. That's very interesting.
Well, what I found was that these sorry chicken house processing owners, I hate them. I pray to Jesus that I'll wake up in the morning and there'll be 1,000 dead Tyson chicken managers, owners, and upper-level supervisors. Bloody dead. Where are you, America?
That's very
This is a revolution.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
And you talking about worrying about drinking water. Damn it, boy, you live up there in the terrorist sanctuary of the world.
Well, Jim, you know what? Very interesting.
Drinking water ain't got time to hurt you. They're going to kill you.
You know, Jim, very interesting, though. As AFP correspondent Jeff Smith today pointed out to me that, you know, Washington, D.C. may be the center of the federal government, but as far as Jeff is concerned, all the poison that's being transmitted to the American people originates on the Upper East Side of New York.
Well, both places are heavens for Khazarian potentates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're surrounded by them. And last night you talked about somebody getting elected. If I got elected, they'd kill me the first week. Do you think they'd let me get up on the floor and say what's in my heart, what burns in my American blood?
Well, you know, Jim, this is what's funny because, you know, if you look back into the 1940s and back in maybe even a little earlier, 1930s.
You had senators and congressmen then that sounded just like I'm sounding.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right. You don't find anybody up there today. I mean, Ron Paul may be an exception.
You know who they were arguing with? People like Dick Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Javis. Pearl Man, Cohen. It hasn't changed. The very things that Ted Kennedy, and he's all wet. I mean, this time he is all wet.
No pun intended.
What do you mean?
All wet?
Aja. Listen, now you're going to mess up my train of thought. Lest God don't fool with God's man of the hour. They're up there talking about compassion. On the one hand, they say we can't send them back. They'll take pictures of it and put it all around the world. Then they say we won't give them a job. We'll just starve their butts to death. Now, what kind of sense does that make?
Yeah, there's so much bull in this whole
What you going to do if you ain't got a biscuit, a tortilla, or whatever? He's going to hurt somebody. And they don't go back. I've been to Sao Paulo. I've been to Rio. You can stand, and I stood and I cried. As hard-hearted, merciless as I am, I stood there in Sao Paulo and looked and I cried. Open sewage ditches, lean-tos, corrugated tin, cardboard, old people laying by those ditches on those little trails. Children up 12, 13, 14-year-old, butt-naked as a jaybird. As far as the eye could see, what brought them out of those villages? General Motors, Ford, Volkswagen. Rumors of a great, good job.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not just interesting. It's prophetic. They will not go back home if they lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
mm-hmm.
tell those idiots, go and look. Once they break from that village life that has sustained them for 1,000 years, once they break with that, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah, I mean, you know, really, in retrospect, I mean, if you look at it, what's been done to so many of these people who've come up here, they've been made dependent on a system that they never understood, and now you're going to try to take it away from them.
I've got to answer several of your questions. Now, you hold on and let me answer them, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the reason partition is necessary to avoid bloodshed. Jesse Lewis said it on his Rainbow Push program. Jesse Lewis Jackson, Reverend Jesse. He said, and I quote, 60% black vote, 40% Hispanic vote, 10% white progressive vote, and we will own the country. Now, you look at it.
Own the country, huh?
60% black, 40% Hispanic, and 10% of these poor, dizzy-headed, bleeding hearts. And my country is gone.
Well, you know, I think it's gone already.
And look at New Orleans. Chris Matthews, oh, they make me so mad. They won't say race. They say, will these votes follow an ethnic guideline? Ethnic. Comprehensive. God, I hate that word. I don't want comprehend. I want apprehend. Are you listening to me?
You know, that's there's where, you know, your candidate down there, Darby, put forth a program. What's going to happen to him for daring to say things like this?
If he gets up there, they'll kill him. Look, let me tell you something. These people, if Seymour Hearst tells you they're Trotskyites, the whole country believes them. When I told you they were Trotskyites, nobody believed me.
Yeah, see, it's this whole system, they're playing games with us.
These are checkers. These are Jews taking over just like it was 1918. It is forever October in Washington, the terrorist sanctuary of the world.
You know, this all comes back to what Country Boy said earlier. You know, they play these semantic games with us, you know, where they give different meanings to words, you know, and it...
That's all it is. It's slogans for Country Boy. They call people that listen to that stuff useful idiots.
Well, it's all part of this controlled media. See, that
you want to know their reasoning? Why do they want us? Why do they want the inevitable browning of America? Look at the words they've invented recently. You don't have to go back to the communist revolution. Have you heard the term universal patriotism? Do that in your head right now.
Universal patriotism.
Do it in your head right now, Mike.
Sounds like one world to me.
If you watch the History Channel, every few minutes, it comes on now, globalize. Globalize yourself. I don't want to globalize myself. I'm not just Southern, I am the South, and I like what I am.
Well, what's going to happen to the South when we have partition, Jim?
My people and I will live together. You got petition already. Rumsfeld is petitioned. George Bush is obviously petitioned. We've got two condominium places going up right here on Smith Lake. Guarded communities. That's what the rich folks think. That's what the people in office think. It won't affect me. It just affects those people that shop at the Salvation Army store.
Kind of like going to that
cheap grocery store.
Those white liberals that used to send their kids to private schools, while all the poor white people had to send their kids on buses into the ghettos, and the kids from the ghettos came out in the buses to the suburbs.
Same thing a Central Committee did in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Melting pot. They were screaming that here in the 20s. See, when we started, before the Jews got a hold of this, the number of people who could come in this country was prorated as per the proportional representation of that race. We were 90% Nordic white, Western Europe, Northern European. They turned it upside down in the communist revolution of the 50s and 60s. They turned it upside down.
You know what amazes me, though, is how it, you know, Jim, how all of this took place right under the noses and before the very eyes of the average American, you know, and they were bullied to say nothing.
That's why I'm so damn isolated.
They were bullied to say nothing about it, though. The media told you you couldn't object.
They used to sit over and spit in the road and say things like, "You can't trust that FOB. Hell, he reads books." And his wife does, too. No, I knew it, what it was. When they were talking all this, let's be good to all these third world people, at the same time they were killing 165 million of my white brothers and sisters.
Hey, Jim, we got a break coming up. Hang on there with me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We've got the master prophet himself, Jim Floyd from Alabama, with us here tonight, talking some tough stuff about a subject that people don't want to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on RBN.
American Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have with us Jim Floyd. He's the master prophet. He's from Alabama, where he says it all begins, but God forbid it should all end there. Jim is talking about this subject that has gripped the country, but it's a subject he's been talking about for a long, 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 long time, and they've tried to shut him up, and they've arrested him for burning a Mexican flag. They wouldn't have arrested him for burning an American flag, but they arrested him for burning a Mexican flag and a UN flag in a protest against immigration down there in Alabama. And Jim, you were talking about this concept. I might even call it natural enclaves.
Well, it's happening. Look, I make fun of the church like it is today. I don't make fun of Christianity. I make fun of these hog-jawed, skillet-sopping, gravy-sucking, chitlin-sucking, jangle-jawed preachers. That's who I'm making fun of.
Mm-hmm.
God, I miss an old lady, a dear Christian woman, enveloped in the tender breath of Ben Gay that used to pull on my shirt at the store and say, Jim, I'm praying for you. You hear me, boy? That woman was a Christian. She didn't agree with everything I said, but she was a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could see God in her face. You could feel Jesus when you walked along with her. What have we got now? We've got a Judaized church in America that has been absolutely destroyed.
Has nothing to do with Christianity anymore.
They hate Christ. You go to Washington, you stand out there and holler, God, 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 all you want to. Show me a politician that stands up and says, may Jesus Christ bless and save you. Show me one. They hate Jesus. That's why I stopped reading these Jew novels. I would read three or four serious pieces, and then I like to read about MI5 and 6 and Ludlick's books. What does it say? Robert Ludlum.
Ludlum, yeah.
So he started saying things like Jesus on an effing pogo stick. Jesus with an effing yo-yo.
Yeah, it's amazing some of the garbage that you get in this published works. It's really right in your face.
Well, that's what I want to address next. And look, I'm not going to call again all this week, I promise.
No, you stay on here, Jim. Listen, keep going.
But this is important now. George Bush is not my president. He hates my grandchildren. You know what disturbed me the most of all of it? I look at Tsar Nicholas' beautiful daughters. Mike, my granddaughters look just like them.
Look what happened to them.
My granddaughters look just like them, Mike.
You know, Jim, I hear that music playing, and I think that's about as fitting a place to end this broadcast tonight as anything, because we know what happened to the daughters of Tsar Nicholas, and we don't want that to happen to the daughters of America.
Thank you for letting me on, Mike.
Jim, good talking to you. You know, the listeners out there really like you, Jim, and you always get people thinking, and that's important. All right, folks, we are wrapping it up. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Stay tuned here to rbnlive.com. Lots of good programming ahead. I'll see you tomorrow night. Whole week is going by. Have a good evening, folks.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.